With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Iran has launched missile attacks on U.S. military bases in Qatar and Iraq, retaliating for the American bombing of its nuclear sites and escalating tensions in the region. Witnesses reported seeing missiles in the skies followed by explosions, but it's too soon to know if there was any damage or casualties. Iran announced on state television that it attacked American forces stationed at Qatar's Al Udeid Air Base shortly after Qatar had closed its airspace as a precaution. Iran also targeted a base housing U.S. troops in western Iraq. So far, there's been no official White House reaction. However, in his address to the nation on Saturday night, the president warned Iran to make peace or face more attacks.
There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
Earlier today, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt responded to the possibility of Iran shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, which handles about 20% of the world's oil trade traffic.
I can assure you the administration is actively and closely monitoring the situation in the Strait of Hormuz, and the Iranian regime would be foolish to make that decision.
In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered stepped-up security in the wake of the U.S. bombing in Iran.
You can rest assured that we have highly trained people in place for vulnerable times like these. We have robust safeguards in place to protect our public transit system. We've increased law enforcement presence at MTA commuter hubs in the New York City subway system and other sensitive locations.
Israel says it hit Iranian government targets in the capital of Tehran in a series of strikes that followed the U.S. military action over the weekend. This is SRN News. A new poll asks clergy about their families. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that most Protestant clergymen do not believe that their job conflicts with their family life very often. But when it does, 80% of them say they choose family over job. 90% of clergy say their spouse is enthusiastic about being in ministry with them. And about 70% of pastors who answer the poll say their job does not impact their efforts to give time to their spouse and children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UK lawmakers have backed a bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to end their lives. It's an historic vote in Parliament that takes physician-assisted suicide one step nearer to becoming law. The legislation would allow terminally ill adults over age 18 who are deemed to have less than 6 months to live to apply for an assisted death. Pro-life advocates have fought hard against the measure. This is SRN News. Fred Smith has died.
Who is Fred Smith? This Fred Smith revolutionized the express delivery business when he founded FedEx back in 1973, delivering small parcels and documents more quickly than the post office. Over the next 50 years, Smith, a Yale alum and Marine Corps veteran, oversaw the phenomenal growth of a company that combined air and ground service, averaging 17 million shipments per day worldwide. Fred Smith was 80 years old. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Existing home sales edged higher in May, up 0.8%. Stubbornly high mortgage rates and rising prices made home buying less affordable, even as the inventory of properties on the market continued to increase. It was the slowest sales pace for the month of May, going back to 2009, when the market was reeling from a housing crash. More details at srnnews.com.